What's up, guys? How are we doing? Oh, a little tired. Forgive me, I'm sweating. But all softball questions today, guys. All right. I'm a local guy, man. Take it easy on me. Just kidding.
Local,
not international.
International. That's true. That's true.
This is
a friendly. Yeah.
Give us a sense of kind of what you're coming in here hoping to show, and what kind of role you're thinking about with the team.
You know, at this part of the offseason, phase two, it's too early to talk about roles. You know, I'm here to do whatever the coaches ask me. And right now, you know, with all the CBA rules, it's personally, it's just about getting better each day. A lot of individual stuff for me that I can get better, and just showing the coaches what I can do. And then from there, they'll decide what role I'll be playing this year.
What's it like being in a position group where you don't really have a person who's been entrenched here at the position? In other words, you know, Mike Roberts has been here a year, but everybody else is kind of new. Are you all sort of, you know, the sort of group leaders, or are you learning together?
I'd say we're learning together, but at the same time, it's been a lot of fun in that sense where everything's new to a lot of us. Like you said, Mike Roberts has been here longest for a year. Hakeem's been here last year. So even for me as a veteran guy, I've been, you know, especially Hakeem, bouncing some stuff off him. But it's been fun in the sense of, you know, I can tell them some stuff as being a little bit older, and they can help me out. So it's been great. I think we all get along pretty well. And again, right now it's a lot about individually just trying to get better.
You kind of mentioned and joked about it when you came in, your local guy. What did you know of the Lions? Were you a big fan as a kid growing up?
Yeah. I don't want to go too far into it, but I was a big Lions fan growing up. I grew up about 10 minutes, depending on the lights, maybe 15 from here, from the Ambassador Bridge. You know, I was a big Barry Sanders guy. When I was a kid, it was kind of like the Herman Moore, Barry Sanders. Fun fact, David Sloan was my tight end coach in college. So kind of like a full circle thing there. Johnny Morton's brother Chad was out in Seattle. So I remember Johnny Morton. Again, I was a youngster. But I've always kind of been, you know, like the Lions growing up. But that being said, I think it's important for me to establish a divide. Like, yeah, it was my childhood team, but I'm here to do a job and, you know.
How many conversations, if any, did you have with Dave Sloan about his time in the NFL or playing for the Lions and maybe your goals and aspirations to be here one day?
Yeah, when I was in college, it was fun, again, being a youngster and having David Sloan as the guy you were playing with in Madden and stuff, to have him as a coach, it was cool. And, you know, just some of the stories about guys you always wonder. So me and Coach Sloan would, you know, when we were not talking about football stuff at Rice, we would kind of talking about the glory days of the Lions there, so it was a cool experience for me.
What was David Sloan's Madden rating?
That I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know. When you're 7 or 8, you're not looking too much at the ratings. It was pitch right, pitch left to Barry. That was my offense. Yeah.
Having a familiarity with the Lions, you know, obviously your role is yet to be determined, but, you know, there's been high expectations for Lions tight ends before with Brandon Pettigrew, Eric Ebron. There's certainly, from the fans' perspective, an expectation of a good, dependable pass-catching tight end. Do you feel you can live up to that role when the time comes?
You know, I'm confident in my abilities, but right now, again, I don't want to, you know, pigeonhole myself into just doing one role. I just want to be able to go out there, you know, prove myself. These coaches got to get to learn and know me, and then, you know, let them decide what my role will be. So whether that's pass-catching, whether that's special teams, whether it's in the run game, whatever they want me to do, I'm here to help win ball games, you know, and that's it.
I'm sorry. So for people who may not be as familiar with your, you know, performance in Seattle, what do you think you proved in Seattle? What kind of player were you there?
You know, I think I was a guy that did whatever. I know I keep harping on this, but I really tried to pride myself on being able to do whatever they asked. My first year we had Zach Miller. I was more the, you know, down the seam tight end, and Zach got hurt, and I had to quickly kind of learn to be the more hand down type guy, and I think that's kind of benefited me in my career because I feel comfortable doing whatever they ask me to do.
You kind of mentioned that you played with, I guess, maybe a bigger named tight end all through your time in Seattle. No disrespect to the other guys in the room, but there is no like big name in this room. What's it like, I guess, being in a room without a Jimmy Graham or a Zach Miller?
Yeah, it's been different in a way, but at the same time, it's still the same. You know, a lot of times big name guys are, and they deserve it. You know, Jimmy and Zach were tremendous players, and I learned a lot from both of them. But a lot of times, you know, that's kind of a media, you know, maybe a fantasy football thing is how guys get their big name. The thing that I appreciated, you know, about Jimmy Graham was just the way he worked and the way he approached every day. And that's kind of stuff that I learned from him. So the whole big name thing at this stage of my career, you know, it's not necessarily as a player about, you know, guys for me and what their name brings. It's about, you know, how they approach every day and how they work and things they can do. Because, you know, I turn the film on, there's a lot of guys that, you know, aren't household names that are great players in this league.
Do you feel like there's, I mean, just personally, do you feel like there's a lot of untapped production just with opportunity that, you know, if you have an opportunity, is there untapped production in your own game?
I mean, yeah, I think everybody feels like that. But right now, again, I think the main focus this year for being the Lions is about winning games. And right now, in order for us to win games, I've got to, you know, get better individually. And that's really been what we've been locked in on as the team, is each guy just getting better so we can put this thing together, because it's coming quick. It'll be here quick.
How does the LaSalle kid end up at Rice?
Yeah, it's a good question. Kind of a random events happen. Actually, high school ball over there is pretty poor. So we kind of have like an AAU summer league team, like kind of AAU basketball for summer league team that's a little more competitive. So saw Rice at the camp, sent some of the, again, it's not called AAU, but our version of AAU football film down. And a couple weeks later, I was committed to be a Rice Owl. So, yeah, there's a few things in between there, but I won't get too much into detail.
I think the big question in Detroit right now is, are you bringing Techno Thursdays to
Rice? You know what? I got to get a little more rapport with my teammates, but slowly but surely, maybe I'll try and work that in.
What did Matt Patricia tell you guys about the news that came out last week? What conversations did he have with you guys?
Yeah, he spoke to the team in the team meeting, and you know what happens in the team meeting room stays in there. We all support him, and it's back to football for us. So, we're pretty focused in right now, because as you can see, we're sweating, we're working. I'm not a big sweater, man, so, you know, it is what it is.
What was your reaction when you heard about it?
To be honest, I kept an open mind, and I believe in Coach Patricia and listened to what he said.
How hard is it for, you know, you're joining a new team, you don't know Matt Patricia very well. That's one of the first things that you're going to know about him, or, you know, part of his, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. You know, I met with Coach Patricia through free agency. Called some people that I had known throughout the league, and I've got a pretty good grasp of who I believe Coach Patricia is. And you can tell we've had squad meetings before, and, you know, I feel very comfortable with him as our leader. And, again, it's business as usual around here, and it's football.
You don't feel this is something that might hang over the team's head for a while?
Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not.
Last question, guys. Why don't you feel a little
bit? You know, we're professional athletes, and I mean, you guys heard what Coach Patricia said in his statement, and we heard what Coach Patricia said in the team room, and we're ready to move on and get, you know, get better at football. And it's, I mean, you guys all know it's a cutthroat environment, the NFL is, and it's a competitive environment around here. So it's one of those things where, you know, we got to focus on football. And as a player, you know, that's what it is. It's football around here and getting better and winning ball games. So.
No,
got to shield myself from those Canadian taxes, man. Come on now. Can't be doing that. Can't be doing that now.
Just as a local guy, what would you want Lions fans to know about you and your game? And just
that's a good question. You know, I want I'm kind of grew up in the blue-collar area that this is. You know, Windsor's an automotive city as well. My parents weren't in the automotive industry, but all my, you know, good friends, family are. And, you know, I think that I bring a part of that to my personality and a part of that to my gameplay. You know, a little grimy here and there, just trying to, you know, a little blue collar. So we'll see how it goes.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Luke.
All right. See you guys.